It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time, they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
This is Pax What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
Welcome back to another episode of the Pax What She Said podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Maggie Loney, joined as always by Perry Goldstein. And it is officially Combine Week, so for as much as we talk about there not being football content, we're getting into a little bit. All of the draft prospects, or I guess most of them, top 200 or whatever it is, will be in Indy running all of those fun drills that we like to watch, the 40s, you know, the hands drills, the bench press, later this week, which means that all of the GMs are there, all the head coaches are there in Indy, and they got to meet with the media, so we got some good tidbits from the Packers front office this week. But yeah, Perry, football, we're getting a little closer.
Yeah, we are. It's starting. Free agency is 2 weeks away, March 15th. So it's the dry period with like literally no football news is we're nearing the end of it, even if we're far off from actual football.
Yeah. I mean, I think we can talk about the combine and these prospects for quite a while now. And, you know, they'll have their pro days and there'll be plenty. And, you know, Brian Gutekunst gave us some good nuggets today to talk about. So that should hopefully hold us over until we debrief the combine next week. So obviously, Goody was a hot commodity at the media circuit this week. Everybody wanting to hear if there's an update. Yeah, if everybody wants to know if there's an update on Aaron Rodgers, and the answer is no, there is no update on Aaron Rodgers. It sounds like they have had very brief text conversations, have not really spoken since the season ended, and it still sounds like Rodgers will have a decision by the end of, or by the beginning of free agency, but that's it.
I feel like the no update is an update in itself, though.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You
know? Like, you can speculate about what their lack of conversation means per se, but that is, it's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it says a lot without saying anything. And, you know, I think Goody's in this really interesting spot where he can't just, you know, come out and say, hey, we want a haul for Rodgers. They want him back. He's a 4-time MVP. You don't want to risk offending Jordan Love, but you also have to say that, yes, of course you think Jordan Love can be the starter. So
could you imagine if he actually got up there and like spoke truthfully? He just got up and was like, yeah, so our ideal scenario is to trade Rodgers for this many picks. We back Jordan
and that's that. Or if he was like, you know, we think Jordan might be it. We're not really sure, but we took him in the first round, so we might as well find out.
Or he gets up there in like a cowboy hat and he does that like auctioneer voice and just has all of the other 31 teams and does like a full bid for Aaron Rodgers.
We have three first round picks. That is the starting bid.
That would honestly make the media circuit a little more interesting, I think. It's always somewhat interesting. There's always good sound bites, but that would take the cake. So
there, I will say though, on the Rodgers front, like in all seriousness, there were some things that Goot didn't say that are notable. You know, like I think in past years he's been very adamant about like always wanting Rodgers back in Green Bay, like backing him as like we all know is one of the greats. Whereas like this time around, he was just a little bit more vague, right? Like, obviously we would love that if that's what both parties want. Like, we want to do what's best. I think what caught my eye was we want to do what's best for the Green Bay Packers organization. Yeah. And like, you can take that as whatever you want, but he wasn't outwardly like, the best thing for this team going forward is having Aaron Rodgers under center, which he said in the past.
I think, you know, it's interesting too, because obviously both camps here want to come out looking favorably. So whatever the truth is probably some type of gray area in the middle. You've got the Packers front office who's saying, you know, absolutely, we want Rodgers back if he wants to come back. You've got Aaron Rodgers going on shows like the Pat McAfee show saying it has to be like a mutual interest. So, you know, whatever happens, it sounds like the Packers at least knew that this would be kind of a year-to-year deal, despite Rodgers signing that extension. And if he does come back, a restructure will be, you know, almost guaranteed to be more cap friendly for the season.
Well, it has to be. They simply cannot afford to pay him and have the cap hit that it like would be currently.
Yeah. And I did think it was interesting too. I saw on Twitter today, Matt Schneidman of The Athletic, you know, he was saying that for everybody who is, you know, pining over this and saying that it's taking way too long for him to make a decision, the Aaron Rodgers decision last season was public on March 8th. So, you know, for as long as it feels, we did this last season and it actually has lasted longer. So he said before the start of free agency, like you said in the beginning of the show, free agency starts March 15th. So a couple more weeks to wait yet on the Aaron Rodgers front. At least we could have up to a couple more weeks.
But we hope not.
All right, let's see. What else did Brian Gutekunst say to the media today? Probably one of the bigger nuggets. We kind of talked about restructures last week on the show, that David Bakhtiari is their next candidate. They're working with him. They basically said a restructure is imminent at this point, and they'll do everything in their power to ensure that his contract is cap friendly to keep him in Green Bay for the 2023 season. So a move I think that we expected. You know, there was, you know, maybe a little bit of uncertainty there, but the Packers want him back. Obviously, he's a franchise left tackle, and he should be on the upswing as far as his recovery and finally being full health.
Yeah, we did talk about this, I think, last show when we looked at everybody's contracts and potential restructures, and it made complete sense to do something with David this year, given the cap hit. It looked like, I think, astronomical on the books. So it'll be more of, I think, there was a lot of speculation with him, and I think we talked about this too, like whether he's tied to Rodgers or not. But the feeling I get is that A, he's not, obviously, and B, the 2023 season felt like a season he would stay in Green Bay. I think it's next year where his, you know, there's a couple more options that feel more likely. Like I never thought that the Packers are going to do anything but keep Bakhtiari for this coming season.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting too, because, you know, you talk about the cohesion of the offensive line, and the last couple seasons, it's been a ton of shuffling with injuries and guys playing just about everywhere. So at least knowing that you've got your left tackle back as a cornerstone will do a lot for the development of every other piece. And somebody who got a lot of attention in this little media circuit was Zach Tom. And I thought it was interesting that Brian Gutekunst had said initially, like when they drafted him, they thought maybe his best fit would be center. So I don't know if there's any type of competition there. Josh Myers obviously being a second round draft pick, high pedigree, you know, with a lot to live up to. So it sounds like Zach Tom will be in contention for a starting spot, even though we don't know where that might be yet along the line.
I think center, right guard, right tackle, all open at the moment. But I'm looking forward to seeing a full season of David Bakhtiari back as his full self. Obviously, this past season had a rocky start, then the appendectomy. And I don't know if he got like the credit he necessarily deserved, because when he played really well. He played like we know and love him to be, so solid. I think he gave up like one pressure in games that he played and started. But I would love to see him have another full season, because without that, it's hard to know the kind of player that he is at this current moment, right? Is he fully recovered from the knee? Is he back to his old self? Can he handle like a full workload, a full season again? And if so, then, you know, there's the option to keep him in 2024. If this is like this reoccurring unfortunate situation where he's aging and this injury has just set him back, right, that can open their minds. But I don't know if the Packers can really make any like definitive decisions without this season with him.
Absolutely. So, you know, regardless, like we said last week, regardless of who the quarterback is, you want a all-pro left tackle to be in the mix on your offensive line. Another name, you know, that we weren't too sure about, but, you know, Brian Gutekunst-Al, but confirmed today that he will be back, is Mason Crosby.
Yes.
You know, that's big news. We weren't sure if the Packers were going to move on from him, get younger at the position, but, you know, he sounded like I don't know if you'd call it a down year, but just, you know, I know, you know, we were kind of concerned about his leg. Goody said that it's a lot better now post-surgery, and his recovery is going really, really well. So when you think about the surgery he had last offseason, it could have affected his play in 2022. Yeah. So now he should be all cleaned up and ready for 2023. So Mason Crosby back in Green Bay, another free agent, quote-unquote, returning to the Packers.
I don't hate it. If they want to restructure it and it's not a big cap hit, like, of course, bring Mason back. That doesn't mean they don't have to have a couple other kickers in camp. That doesn't mean there isn't going to be competition necessarily. But again, having a solid kicker, even if he's on the older end and can't, you know, I mean, Mason actually, he hit like in the 50s this season. So it's not even like his play is declining. I also would be curious to see him in year two of Rich Bisaccia. The unit had pretty significant improvements, but sophomore year, if you will, it could be even better in terms of consistency. So I'm all for it. If there's a restructure, less money, low cap hit, I don't see why this is a negative.
Yeah. I mean, you talked about it. It's kind of crazy to think, right, that we said Aaron Rodgers and Mason Crosby could be gone, and that is your final two players left from the Super Bowl 45 roster. So at least we'll have Crosby back. You know, we don't know what's going to happen with the quarterback, but Mason Crosby could be the longest tenured player on the Packers when he returns. I like what you said, though, about Rich Bisaccia. Obviously, it sounds like Pat O'Donnell will be back. There's no reason to think otherwise. If Keyshawn Nixon is back, you know, there's just a lot to really like about the special teams unit that would be ascending for a second season since Rich didn't get that head coaching job in Indy.
Thank God. Yeah, you got your big three. So let's bring it back year two, maybe get in some more, you know, athletic rookies out there as gunners, et cetera. I think this unit could be pretty nice. Although I guess we're still waiting on the Keyshawn Nixon signing. Yeah. That hasn't happened yet. Maybe they're waiting till all the cap space is free.
Yeah, that makes sense.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.